woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Look at us go middle of the week already.
That snuck up.
Sneaky snake. Man. It's already feeling like 27 degrees.
Fun.
Yeah, we're out of the official heat wave, I do believe, but yeah, we had like heavy rain overnight all around the GTA, and kind of going on all morning, off and on, but should be sunshiny later, gonna feel like 30.
Bless the rains.
Bless the rains. Let's go around the room here and say, actually, first off, I do need to say we're less than an hour away from giving you a keyword. $1,000 summer side hustle. Sweet dollars, going to give that keyword at 8 o'clock. But let's go around the room. TJ, what's on your sweet mind?
According to the long-range forecast, they're saying most of July is going to be a lot like this week, where it's going to have patches of just hotness and wetness. But it's also going to be rather stormy.
Yeah.
Which brings up an interesting point that we're not entering stage 3, which also includes indoor dining, until the end of July.
Yeah, no, that's a really good idea,
so,
hey?
Maybe we should revisit that.
Yeah, there's a lot of calls for them to open up indoor dining, especially because, like, you know, patios and restaurants will set up their patio and then have to tear down immediately because of the rain, and it's more costly for their time and business to do that.
And a lot of patios can handle a little bit of light rain here and there, but when you have a torrential downpour like we did
or
last
hail.
Night, or hail
yeah,
for some
all the
reason.
Time? Yeah. Ugh, goodness gracious. Producer Michaela, what's on your mind?
I would like to give a big hug to Reactin for saving me this morning.
You good?
Because my allergies, I woke up and I was not alive.
Not a lot of people are doing well right now.
I don't know what it is. I survived all of this just to get sucker punched by my allergies.
Are you you going to be drowsy in the next hour? What's going on here?
I think I'm
going
to be okay, but
she's
I would like to
out.
Give a big hug to react.
All right.
Well.
If producer Michaela passes out, or if you want to sponsor Michaela to Reactin, 999-999. Canada just made history for something so beautiful that we need to celebrate. Tell you all the details at 7:10. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Love this. History was made yesterday. We need to give a big shout out to Mary Simon. She has been announced as Canada's first Indigenous Governor General. So this was announced yesterday
Incredible.
In Ottawa. By Justin Trudeau with no beard and shorter hair.
Mm-hmm.
Big, big news. She is Inuk leader and former ambassador. She's been chosen and announced yesterday. And I guess he has to, like, recommend it to the Queen. I always forget that, like, she's a part of it.
Yeah, and then she
Queen
basically
Elizabeth.
Just signs off.
Yeah, and she's down for it, I guess. So this is fantastic news. She said, I can confidently say that my appointment is a historic and inspirational moment for Canada and an important step forward on the long-awaited path towards reconciliation. So rightfully so, this is humongous news.
Fantastic news. And of course, this always goes without saying, but like, it should have happened a long, long time ago.
Oh yeah, for sure. She's the 30th Governor General. So this,
they've had some chances.
Yeah, they've definitely had some chances, but I mean, we do need to, you know, recognize the progress. And I just I hear nothing but great things about Mary Simon, so it's gonna be fantastic.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's also still weird seeing him without him being Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, of course, without the beard and the short hair. Like, that part was bizarre.
You miss
as well.
It, eh? Do you miss his flow?
I miss his little lumberjack look.
Do you miss his little flow?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
He was kind of getting rustic.
He did. Yeah. It looks like he was building a canoe at some point.
I think that you just have long hair and you want your brethren back in.
That's true.
Love it. All right. Well, shout out to Mary Simon. This is just historic news.
Fantastic.
And cannot wait to see the next steps that we take. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we thought it was all a joke, this drama between David Schwimmer and the monkey on Friends.
Marcel.
He, of course, had to have Marcel on his shoulders. Marcel was very, very...
A bit of a bit character Friends.
He was a bit of a popular character on Friends. And there were some statements that came out back in the 90s on the way that David Schwimmer felt about the monkey. He said, I hate the monkey and I wish it were dead. And everyone kind of thought maybe he was joking. Like, maybe.
Oh,
maybe,
that David Schwimmer, he's so dry.
Talking about killing an animal. But, like, you know, everyone thought, it was just a joke. But when the Friends reunion came out a little over a month ago, he continued that, like, it was really, really, really hard to work with the monkey. And he hated working with the monkey.
He said, here's my problem. The monkey obviously was trained.
Yeah.
It had to hit its mark and do its thing right at the perfect time.
Yeah.
What inevitably began to happen was we would have all these choreographed bits kind of timed out.
Yep.
And it would get messed up because the monkey didn't do its job right. He added, it was time for Marcel to F off.
And he also said that Marcel would eat grubs in his ears.
Yeah, and yeah. it would also, like, it would fling stuff at him. Yeah. It wasn't...
He's a monkey!
A lot of defamatory comments.
Yeah, he was really going in on the monkey, and the monkey can't really speak for itself. But however, the trainer is really, really upset about this and actually kind of clapped back at David Schwimmer, said that it's not about the monkey. David Schwimmer's just jealous.
He said, okay,
it's incredible.
Here's what the trainer said. I have never, ever watched Friends because of Schwimmer's comments about the monkeys.
Back in the 90s, yeah.
In 95, yeah, he made those comments. This trainer's been sitting on them for almost 30 years.
Wow.
I have refused to ever since he did an interview after the Amos got written out of the show. And he said they tried to bite him and throw stuff at him. They didn't do any of that.
Oh.
None of it is true. When I was there, none of it happened.
Uh-oh.
He then went on to say, I just don't agree with it. If anything, he threw off their timing, if we want to be truthful. Schwimmer was fine with the monkeys for the first couple of episodes and happy to be there. But people would laugh at the monkey. And I think he got jealous because it wasn't him getting the laughs.
Yeah.
He seemed to get a little bitter about it.
That the monkey was funnier than David. And it's funny because you hear all these wonderful things about, you know, the cast of Friends and how they fought for equality. Like, David Schwimmer was one of the leaders on making sure that all the cast members got paid equally. But then you hear that, like, maybe David Schwimmer got the monkey written off and, like, hated the monkey.
There was drama.
There was drama, like, not even with the cast members, but with the monkey. I don't really know.
Yeah, but if you think of the domino effect of that, if he didn't get the monkey written out of the show, which is a very weird sentence to say out loud, then would he have been so nice in the future and made sure all of his friends got paid?
Yeah, maybe he was just happy about the monkey being gone. He's like, all right.
Yeah, if he was miserable, I don't think he would have been as generous.
Marcel is gone, now we can rest. I hope the drama continues, honestly.
Me too.
It's Ariana Grande. Good morning, it's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Can you imagine smelling fresh popcorn in real life and not in your home?
Okay, movie theater popcorn is one of the number one things I miss in the world. The last movie I saw
in the entire world.
What about hugging your family?
No,
it's popcorn. Movie theater popcorn. One of the last movies I watched before this whole thing kicked off was Sonic.
Oh,
the Sonic movie with Jim Carrey, and it was so bad, but it was wonderful at the same time.
I saw Little Women, and it was such a simpler time.
Yeah, it really was.
Now, if you missed that, and I mean, you could get the Cineplex, like, popcorn delivered to your house for a while, but, like, it's not the same. Not only will we be able to see movies, hopefully, this fall in person, but you could be booking out an entire movie theater for you and your friends privately this month. So Review Movie Theater, the historic Review Movie Theater. Like, it's so good. They do theme nights. It's incredible. It's small. It's intimate.
I didn't know that.
They're going to be doing where you can book. It's going to cost you about $500. You can book for you and 19 friends. So 20 people total. I do believe some social distancing, like, measures will be put into effect. But you and 19 friends. And they're going to have popcorn open. You can buy ciders. You can buy, like, you can buy everything to make the experience, like, real. Except you're not with weird strangers. at the, hopefully, knock on wood, tail end of the pandemic, you're with your friends who you probably haven't seen a lot.
Do you get to put whatever you want on the screen?
Yeah, you can choose.
Oh.
Yeah, you can choose.
I would just play video games on it.
Okay.
That would be sweet.
No, just go home and play video.
No,
watch a movie
I'm going to do
it
on a gigantic screen.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Play popcorn. How are you going to hold your controller?
With my hands?
Okay, for real though, what movie, like, you and 19 of your friends I'm going to go see. You're going to book out the review movie theater.
Sonic.
No.
The Sonic movie. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I want to start off where I left off, if that makes sense.
Is that you just want to start fresh? Pretend nothing happened.
Rather the Cats movie, because the Cats movie was also horrifically awesome.
You didn't mind the Cats movie,
it was
right?
one of the most fun times I've ever had in the movie theater, because it was just anarchy.
Never seen it.
So good.
I've also never heard a good review about that film.
Jason Derulo thought it was good. And
it's because
he was in it. Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't count.
Just makes me think of when you were a kid and you would rent out the party room at Silver City.
Oh.
But it's the adult version of that. Oh, I miss those days.
Simpler times. Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Sleeping with your dog in your bed can improve your mental health. This, according to, Jax, pull down the music, an animal expert. Not a doctor.
Okay.
Or somebody who is a sleep expert. An animal expert says this.
Not somebody super reputable, okay.
Dog behaviorist Karen Barrett says by lying next to you, there is oxytocin release that encourages us to cuddle up together. It's also a basic genetic survival instinct.
It's a love hormone.
She did mention, however, that you need to establish dominance in bed. If the dog is sleeping on your head, They think they are higher up than you. Uh-oh. And this is a problem.
I am just getting my 10-year-old 6-pound dog, Reggie, out of my bed for the first time in 10 years, and it's not going well.
What's the old saying about teaching old dogs new tricks? It's really easy to do.
Oh.
Toronto is only one vote away from changing the name of Dundas.
About time.
Yeah, no kidding. Mayor John Tory's executive committee voted unanimously yesterday to move forward with the renaming process. Now it will go before city council on July 14th, and if approved there, Dundas will officially get a new name, preferably somebody who doesn't have a racist background.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen right away, though. A community advisory committee made up of Black and Indigenous residents and business owners will develop a short list of potential names for consideration by city council during the second quarter of 2022. This is according to the report. Now, if fully approved, which
it
we
should.
Can safely assume it will be, it's going to involve changing some 730 street signs, mm-hmm. 2 subway stations, 3 parks, a public library, 625 bike share stations, 60 businesses, and more. In case you don't know, by the way, Henry Dundas, a Scottish politician who actively campaigned to delay the abolition of slavery, has few, if any, ties to Toronto.
Yeah, of course, there is a lot of things to change. Like, there's a lot of street signs, a lot of subway signs. But, I mean, they had to, like, approve a committee to start a committee to then go before another committee. So it's taking quite a while, but hopefully it'll be happening quicker.
There's always red tape with this stuff. But the fact is we're moving in the right direction.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
That's positive. Hey, we got new Justin Bieber coming out on Friday. Now, we speculated about this about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. But it sounds like he's got new music coming out with the Kid LAROI on Friday. And here's a clip of it.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, Justin, and you know, I'll throw Billie Eilish in there too. We've been waiting for like a big banger from them for a while. You know, like Justin's put out some good songs, but that's the type of up-tempo.
Yeah,
like,
something fast, something summery, something big.
It gets
big.
Your heart pumping a bit. You're like, oh, okay, there it is.
There's also going to be video coming out with it as well, so we can see Justin Bieber and his sweet shaved head.
Can't wait for that. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right, we are less than 10 minutes away. Ready for this? Less than 10 minutes away from you winning $1,000. We've got a brand new keyword. It's coming up at 8 a.m. It is Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle. And all you have to do to win that $1,000 is put your listening ears on. That's it. 8 a.m. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The show that has been trending worldwide and is essentially, I'm going to say it, soft porn. On Netflix.
Suits?
No, not Suits. Though it does get a little spicy.
It does, a little bit.
Sex Life. The show that everybody is talking about.
I have heard about this. There's a TikTok trend right now where there's a certain moment in the show where you're supposed to record your reaction to it happening.
Yeah. It's very not safe for work.
Yeah.
It's very adult themed. But this is a new show that's taking over Netflix. And for once, isn't actually a reality show. So it's like a drama. It's about a marriage. I'm not going to give away any spoilers here. It's about a marriage. It's about, I don't know, some potential adultery. But I am... I watched some of it yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, let's take a peek at the first half hour.
How did it make you feel?
Like 3 hours later, I was like, oh my God. It is so hot. Like it is so hot, but it's incredibly inappropriate. Like it's pretty wild. It's pretty next level.
There's a couple actors in there you said that you remembered, right?
Yeah. So Sarah Shahi, she was actually in the L Word years ago. So she has like... a lesbian cult following. So I was like, what's she doing here? And she, one, has not aged at all. And B, is just incredible. And she's actually married to one of the main actors I just found out yesterday from Shameless. A tall, really handsome guy. So it's just, you know, a really hot couple just being hot and continuing to be hot.
Okay, so this TV show is super sexy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Gratuitous nudity.
Yeah.
Nudity. Is it basically just like 50 Shades, but in
it kind of is.
Form?
It kind of has that feeling, and like there's a lot of like power dynamics, and like it's a lot. And if you watch this, I honestly need to know your opinion, 999-999, because I need to know that I'm not alone, sitting in my living room binge watching it by myself.
Why should we watch this over the Formula One show?
Stop.
Give me one reason.
TJ, you know I love the Formula One.
Yeah.
Well, you know what is even hotter than a really, really fast car?
What?
Watching this kind of hotness on your television or your laptop.
That's a witty wordplay there,
yeah,
Jax.
Yeah, or some privacy in your own home. But seriously, it is it's next level. And I finally understood why everybody can't stop talking about it. It's, don't let your children watch it is what I'm trying to say. No, please, please do not do that.
Put on Peppa Pig instead.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we're just talking about this show on Netflix that everybody cannot get enough of, Sex Life. And it is, it's a lot. It's honestly pretty, it's quite steamy, I'll put it that way. I watched a couple episodes of it yesterday, and I don't even know if I like women anymore.
It's basically just adult videos with a very loose plot line.
It's so sexy. Everybody's so beautiful in it. And actually, like, it's quite enthralling, I have to say. And it sounds like a lot of people who are listening are enjoying it as well.
Yeah, you just said the word sex life, and our text line was inundated with just, Tamara said, no words in all caps.
Right?
Another one from Elizabeth in 289, just finished watching all of Sex Life last night.
Yes.
My God, it's steamy.
I love it.
It's
so steamy.
Another one from the 705, hot but great storyline.
Yeah.
Another one from the 905, damn, binged in one night. Such a great show, but wild for sure.
We just got another text from the 905 too. Jax, what, in all caps, what's the name of the racy show on Netflix again? Listen, it has been a long pandemic, and there are some hot men and some hot women in that show.
Yeah, but the internet exists. You don't have to watch that on Netflix.
Right, the internet exists, but I want sexiness, but I want a storyline, TJ. I want drama.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We'll enjoy that.
You try. You watch it. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
You ever buy something and then think to yourself, I really, really, really wasted money? And maybe you have buyer's remorse immediately, or maybe it takes a little while to set in, but you've had that remorse. And we've all done this over the pandemic. I mean, we've made some silly purchases, haven't we? TJ bought something last summer that Adam Wilde and I hate. We can't get over this thing that he bought. And we talked about our disdain for this object that he bought much last summer. However, it seems like we're in the minority, because everybody, it seems like in the city, loves this thing.
Because it's
bought.
The greatest thing on earth.
So explain this object that you bought and you're so proud of, and people, for whatever reason, stand behind.
A year ago, my girlfriend Val and I purchased what can best be described as beach chairs, because we were going to the parks a lot. And picture basically a beach blanket, but at the edge of it, or at the end of it, pardon me, there's a bar that goes up to create a backrest. And then it all folds up into a nice little, almost chair suitcase, if you will. And I bring it with me everywhere.
You brought it to my backyard last summer all the time.
Because it's super handy and portable.
You're like sitting on the ground on this weird stand-up yoga mat.
Yeah.
And then you get drunk in it.
That also true.
And then it's harder for you to get up.
That's right. But boy, is my circulation good.
But you stand behind this. Like, you love this thing. Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, we went down. Our building has an outdoor pool. So we went down and I brought the chairs with us, and I posted the photo on my Instagram story at On Air TJ.
Oh,
and I was inundated with messages. Number one, asking where I got it. Number two, being like, yes, the chairs have returned. And it just, it made me almost have PTSD, because I was remembering all the times that you and Adam Wilde would make fun of me for this chair.
It's so awful.
In fact, just bring it up right now. We just had a couple texts come in from the 905. Justice for TJ and his dorky little chair. Another one from the 647. The lie down chair thing has returned. Praise be, chow, TJ.
No, don't. Between this chair and your chows, you're out of control.
I'm having a great year.
So we want to know, 999-999 or 416-872-9999. The thing that you bought in the pandemic that actually wasn't a bad thing to buy, and you stand behind, and you're so much of a better person because you have
this
thing.
This one from the 905 already. My boyfriend didn't want me buying roller skates because I already had rollerblades, but I wanted the retro roller skates, with the four wheels.
They become a big thing these days,
So I got a pair back in April, and I've worn them almost every day since. Those are sneaky expensive, by the way.
You're also inspiring people, it seems. Just got a text from the 705. TJ, my girlfriend and I bought those chair mats, too. They're so useful.
Perfect chair.
If anything is called a chair mat, I don't want it. Like, what is a chair mat?
Well, you need to open up your horizons,
Jax.
Oh, my
God. Just go to his Instagram. It's something else. And text us. What was your, I actually love this buy? 999-999. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The thing you impulse bought during the pandemic that you don't regret. 999-999-4168729999. TJ bought a chair last summer. Adam Wilde and I hate it.
You guys have been roasting me for this chair for
over
a year now.
Explain what it looks like, though. It's so weird.
Okay, so the easiest way to describe it is picture a workout mat that has a back built into it that stands up so you can kind of lounge in whatever park you're sitting in. And I post about this every once in a while, and you guys seem to be in the minority of people who don't like it, because people always ask me where I got it.
Yeah, there's a ton of supportive texts coming out here.
I really wish that company would give me money. a lot of support. Some other people texting in, too, from the 905. We bought a travel trailer. We always wanted one, but we finally took the plunge last summer. Now we have plans. Keep our travel plans in Canada for the foreseeable future. So it worked out.
That's smart. That's like a real investment, though. That's not a weird chair that you sit on the ground with.
Right? Who's to say where the line is? A few more texts from the 289 and at-home margarita maker. Oh, I don't know how that could be a regret.
True.
That just sounds like a
nice.
Good time.
That's an investment in yourself.
Two more. One from the 519. I spent $100 on the hoodie, which is essentially just a giant fluffy sweater. It's so comfy, and I wear it regularly.
That sounds
incredible. I would throw that in line with, have you seen those blanket sweaters? They're basically just like a duvet that you wear as a hoodie.
And they have pockets in it, which is very important.
From 905, literally anytime I buy Crocs, I have many pairs of different styles, including bedazzled ones for my wedding reception.
Oh.
I always get razzed, but I regret nothing. And speaking of shoes, last one from Matt in the 905, Heely shoes. Which, if you don't remember, are the rollerblade shoes. So they have the little wheels and the heel of them.
That will pop out and then you can glide.
Exactly.
Really
if you lean back, you glide. He said, I bought them as a joke to annoy my girlfriend. And now I wear them when I walk the dog. They're actually so handy.
They're really hard to use, though. I tried them last summer and they're a little bit tricky. I'm not as graceful as I anticipated.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A vacant lot in Ontario is for sale and could be a steal. At $99,000.
Oh, okay.
Which is an unbelievable deal. Just trying to buy vacant land in Ontario is so expensive.
It was absurd.
But here's the catch. It's underwater. It doesn't exist on land.
I don't like the sound of that.
Underwater. The vacant lot on Brock Street in the village of Shrewsbury, Ontario, about 100 kilometers east of Windsor. The listing reads...
Doesn't sound real.
The listing reads, this property is presently underwater, but could have endless possibilities in the future. Be creative. The agent, of course, didn't comment on what those future possibilities might be. Now, these are called water lots, and they're not necessarily uncommon, but there's only three of them active in Canada as of right now. They're typically used for storage of boats or other water vessels. Sometimes they can be used for a houseboat or a floating home if there is a connection to the land, but in this case, there isn't.
No.
By the way, the average price of a home in Canada right now is $688,000. In Ontario, in the GTA, more specifically, it's much higher than that. But I don't know. Do you want to be Aquaman? No, that's your call.
I prefer the narrative that people are now building because it's so unaffordable on land. People are building,
moving to the sea.
They're moving to the sea and building underwater cave villages. I like that.
Well, you're from Halifax. That sounds like home.
We don't live underwater in Halifax.
You can't prove that. Nicki Minaj is telling fans to get ready for a very important announcement. She said on Twitter, there's something I urgently need to share with you guys, tweeting a whole bunch of siren emojis. She said, I'll go live on Instagram Thursday, tomorrow, at 10 p.m. or 10:30 p.m. Eastern. No, I won't be late. In fact, I'll be early. This is very, very important. Love you guys so much. Now, people are speculating whether there's a chance
it's going to be the new
album.
Yep.
I like to imagine she just joined one of those MLM pyramid schemes and she's now selling Mary Kay products.
No, she's not ordering.
Guys, I found this great deal. And if you just get five of your friends on board and they get five of their friends on board and the money all comes to me, it's all going to be great. According to the long-range forecast, most of July is basically going to be like what we've had for the last 2 days, where it's going to be spots of stormy raininess and then spots of really bad heat. It sounds like the middle of the month is going to be a lot hotter, though. So just buckle up for that. And it's going to be a fun, sexy time for everyone.
It's literally what the Farmer's Almanac told us.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right. We are an hour, actually, in a minute. Look at that calculation. Away from giving you another keyword. It is Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle. Your chance at winning $1,000 just for doing nothing, just for listening for that keyword. It's coming up at 10 a.m. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What is the word or phrase that you just never, ever, ever want to hear again after the pandemic, after being, you know, on Zoom calls and conference calls and all these different calls? What are the phrases that you can't ever hear again?
I said one earlier, being Circle Back.
You hate Circle Back, yeah.
Silos, like, I don't, you know, oh, we gotta stay in our silos, that type of thing I don't like. You said one, Unprecedented Times.
Unprecedented times.
No, I have one. Okay. When there's ever like an email or some sort of announcement of an event happening, and then in brackets they always put socially distance, of course.
It's like, we get it, yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like no one is accusing you of not doing this.
But they have to cover all their bases,
they do.
Especially
yeah,
like
it's
a corpus.
So annoying.
So the Buzzsaw, which is an online tool that gets rid of buzzwords from press releases and like blog posts and such, they've revealed their list of the most annoying bits of jargon used in workplaces emails over the past year. So, okay. And I mean, the past year, we have mostly, if not all, been working from home. So the most cringe-inducing workplace word in 2021 has nothing actually to do with working from home or constant Zoom calls. So I'm going to go down the list from 5 to 1.
Okay.
B2H, apparently this is a thing that a lot of like,
B2H,
back business to human. Yeah,
that?
And that's more of like a corporate-y business kind of
is
thing.
Is that how robots speak to each other?
I hope not. How about this one? Hope you're well. I write that all the time. I write that all the time.
Oh, I'm guilty of that. I always say that, or I hope this email finds you well. It's like, it's not going to find me anywhere because it's an email.
True. You just blew my mind. Trying times and now more than ever.
Oh.
Now more than ever. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. All right. Close the loop.
I don't get a lot of close the loops in my day, but I could see that
I could
one.
See it. It's also based in the UK, so maybe that's more of like, okay, close the loop. And I'll never
impression.
Do that again. And number one.
Yeah.
Cohort. Yeah. Cohort. And I've actually, you're looking perplexed right
What's
now.
Cohort?
I've actually seen that. So like a cohort, you and your cohorts. So like, we'll have you and your coworkers over. So in brackets, it says the other ones. Like you and your coworkers, you and your buddies. Also on the list, trying times, we remain cautious and agile.
Okay, all three of those. Absolutely. We remain cautious.
Yeah.
Again, no one's accusing you of that. I really feel like you've let go of your cautiousness in the last 18
months. That company's acting rogue.
Yeah.
They're not cautious at all.
You know, as we continue to move forward in these unprecedented times,
don't
I just hope we can circle back to, you know, the life before COVID.
Oh.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How early is too early to follow somebody you just met on Instagram or social media? Any social media. Is there an awkward time? Is there too soon? Or is there too late? 416-872-9999 or 999-999. When is that cutoff period? And TJ, you asked because you're feeling a little odd.
Yeah,
something?
You made me feel a little weird this morning because behind the scenes at Virgin Radio, we just hired someone new. Her name is Steph.
Yeah,
and
we love Steph.
She's working behind the scenes at the station. And so the email went out welcoming Steph to the team. So I, being a phenomenal coworker, shot her a follow on Instagram. I was like, hey, welcome. If there's anything you need, let us know. Excited to work with you. And I was talking to Jax this morning. And I said, like, oh, yeah, follow Steph on Instagram, show her a message. And Jax is like, why did you follow her on Instagram?
No, I didn't.
Hang on, I'm doing a bang on impression of you. He said, why did you follow her on Instagram? You haven't even talked to her in person yet.
And I said, have you ever heard me yell?
Yeah, constantly. And that's all you do to me is yell. And then now I feel weird. I'm like, oh, did I follow too soon for a coworker?
No.
And I feel like, and then you said it's supposed to be a couple conversations you have in person before you do it. Now I realize there's a whole law I might have broke.
No, and maybe that's just my own pandemic social media that's like manifesting. But yeah, like I'm really excited to meet Steph. But like we're the only ones in the building here.
Yeah.
At the Virgin Studios, like we're the only ones that come in. The on air announcers. You know, a lot of our coworkers aren't physically in the building yet. So I maybe just want to play it cool. I'm really excited to meet her. She seems awesome, but I want to actually meet her. I don't want to come on too strong. And maybe, you know what? Maybe I just want to like play it cool for her. And I wasn't saying you did the wrong thing. I was just wondering what the right thing is.
I don't know. It was TJ was wrong.
No. Producer Michaela, is he too soon? Is that too soon?
No, but I have talked to her a few more times than you have, and
true.
I haven't followed her yet.
Oh, that just means Michaela's a bad person,
no,
then.
No, that's what it means. It can't be what it means.
We had a text coming from the 289. I hate starting a new job because when you do, the employees usually ask to follow you on social media, and I find it extremely awkward. I like to keep my personal life and my work life separate. Now, there is a chance that might have been Steph who texted that in trying to establish a line in the sand,
TJ,
and it's far too late for that.
Maybe she is like living her private life and doesn't want you to follow her.
Too late. So we need your advice. 999-999. Is there a certain time or a certain amount of interactions you have to have with someone
What's
before
the rule?
You can follow them on social media? We gotta know. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Here's Ari. It's POV.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How soon is too soon to follow somebody on social media? And, like, does it get awkward? Is there a cutoff point? Is there a time when you shouldn't follow somebody? And I ask this because TJ's being weird on the internet.
I'm not being weird.
No, he's not being weird. We have a brand new coworker named Steph. We love her. However, like many you know, companies, we haven't met her yet because she's working at home for right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're very excited to meet her. But TJ is apparently, for the first time ever, the welcome wagon.
Yeah.
And wanted to reach out to
Well, our boss sent out an email being like, hey, everybody, welcome Steph. Here's the social media. You want to say hi? So I followed her and said, hey, welcome to the team. Is there anything you need?
Yeah.
Etc. Excited to work with you because it's weird when you start a job. You don't get to talk
to
people. So I was
trying
to be nice. And that we just learned that I am the only one.
You and Karen are boss. Yeah. Which is like, I just didn't follow her yet because I'm like, I want to play
person,
cool.
Yeah.
No, I want to play cool and I don't want to like overwhelm her. But she seems really nice. Can't wait to meet her.
So we got some texts coming in to say how long you should wait, and it's kind of starting to change my perspective from the 905. If you're meeting a new person and want their socials, you should at least wait until an in-person interaction. See if you guys click, then I would follow. Another one from the 416. I think you have to at least meet them in person and have a conversation before following them.
Which you have not done.
From the 416. I think if you are working with someone, you should have a friendly relationship already established before following them on social media. Otherwise, it comes across as weird. So translation, TJ is weird.
No, he's not weird. He's just warm.
Another one in defense of my actions from the 905. If her account wasn't private, then it's totally fine to follow immediately. She's open to followers. If it's private, well, you're stalking. So I think based on this, the only thing I can do is just unfollow Steph at this point.
No. You know what?
Are you going to do it? Yeah, ooh, we just had another text come in from the 705. I'm with TJ. What's Steph's Instagram? I'll follow her right now. Luke. That's Luke from our weekend show,
hey,
by the way.
Texting in. Elrod, Luke Rodriguez. Hey, that's amazing. You know what? I think that you're right. I think it's weirder now. And I want to be her friend, and I want to be better friends with her than you. So I'm going to go follow her right
now. If you follow her right now, she's going to know that it's not genuine. You don't want to follow her until you have a conversation with her.
Don't you dare.
Listen,
don't
I can't
you dare
help
put
it that I'm the
words.
Friendliest member of the morning show.
Don't
I'm
you
sorry.
Dare.
I didn't realize it was a crime.
Don't you dare spin my words back on me. Come on now.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We just heard from Justin Bieber, and he is releasing new music on Friday with the Kid Laroi.
Oh.
There's been speculation over it for a week or two, but he tweeted about it last night, including a clip. Have a listen.
If you can't be right here, I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could, so then I can't find nobody else as good as you.
Don't need that.
And a video is coming too. Justin Bieber looks hot.
Does.
Shaved
head. Looks really, really good. A vacant lot in Ontario could be a steal at $99,000, which is pretty low for just buying land. But here's the thing. It's completely underwater. It's totally submerged.
What?
It's on Brock Street in the village of Shrewsbury, Ontario, about 100 kilometers east of Windsor. And the listing reads, this property is presently underwater, but could have endless possibilities in the future. Be creative. Real estate agent obviously didn't extrapolate on what that meant. Water lots, as they're called, are actually not that uncommon. There's three of them listed in Canada right now.
Spooky, man. I don't like that.
Obviously, a little bit cheaper than the one listed here. They're usually used for things like the storage of boats or for logs. In some cases, they're home to fish farms. Sometimes they do houseboats or floating homes, but in order to do that, you have to have land access, which this property does not. So essentially, you're just buying a piece of water.
Listen, mermaids need housing too, okay?
That's true. I had not considered that. And Toronto is only one vote away from changing the name of Dundas.
Yes, about time.
Mayor John Tory's executive committee voted unanimously yesterday to move forward with the renaming process. It's now going to go before city council on July 14th. If approved there, Dundas will officially get a new name, but not right away. A community advisory committee made up of Black and Indigenous residents and business owners will develop a shortlist of potential names for consideration by city council during the second quarter of 2022. Incredible. This would involve changing quite a bit. 730 street signs, 2 subway stations, 3 parks, a public library, 625 bike share stations, and 60 businesses, and a little bit more. But, you know, the plus side of that is the street is no longer named after somebody who's racist.
Exactly.
So that's
exactly. It's plain and simple.
For those who don't know, by the way, Henry Dundas was a Scottish politician who actively campaigned to delay the abolition of slavery. Yeah. and has few, if any, ties to Toronto. I don't believe he's ever even stepped foot in Toronto.
Nah, he's just a monster that hasn't really spent much time here.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We are less than 3 minutes away from giving you $1,000. Yeah, seriously. Brand new code word. Coming up at 10 a.m. It's Virgin Radio, Summer Side Hustle. Wait for that keyword. First, let's dance, shall we? It's Olivia Rodrigo.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's a fight in Hollywood, and it's not between two humans. No, no, no. It's between David Schwimmer and a monkey.
Which, you know, if you have to guess who David Schwimmer was feuding with, you would probably guess a monkey, at least in the top five.
You absolutely would. So, as you may know, Marcel the monkey from Friends and David Schwimmer, they don't get along. And it was kind of like a joke back in the 90s. I guess David Schwimmer like did an interview and he said that he hates the monkey and wants the monkey to die.
He said, quote, "I hate the monkey. I wish it were dead."
Yes.
That was back in 1995.
Which is like, I mean, those are some...
That's
like,
aggressive.
That is very aggressive. So it's, you know, it's kind of been known, I guess, for years and years. And then, of course, the Friends reunion came out last month. And David Schwimmer elaborated on that and just said, like, the monkey was, like, out of control on set. And, like, they would be trying to do, like, you know, their scenes. The monkey would mix up everything, would make it take a lot longer. Yep. And also was, like, eating grubs in... David Schwimmer's ear. Yeah. And he didn't
Like don't
that.
Have grubs in your ear. That won't be a problem. Right. He said, quote, "It was time for Marcel to F off." And Marcel's trainer, so Marcel was two different monkeys. Oh. One of which sadly passed away, I think, in like 2013.
But the other one's still around.
Yeah. And the trainer of both of them is really, really upset.
Oh, yeah. He's mad about
with
this.
With David Schwimmer. Yeah. And thinks that David Schwimmer is just jealous of the monkey. So here's the quote. So here's the quotes. "I have never, ever watched Friends because of Schwimmer's comments about the monkeys. I have refused to ever since he did an interview after the animals got written out of the show and they tried to bite him and throw poop at him. They didn't do any of that. None of this is true. When I was there, none of it happened."
Uh-oh.
He then goes on to say, "I just didn't agree with it. If anything, he threw off their timing."
Uh-oh.
"If we want to be truthful. Schwimmer was fine with the monkeys for the first couple of episodes and happy to be there. But people would laugh at the monkey, and I think he got jealous because it wasn't him getting the laughs."
The trainer thinks that David Schwimmer was jealous of the monkey, Marcel.
Yeah. And played politics to get the monkeys written out of the show.
I love this, that, you know, because all of the cast members were paid the exact same amount, even, you know, though a lot of people saw David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston as the bigger stars, they fought for it. They wanted equality. But I love that, you know, David Schwimmer was like, "We need all of us to be equal," except... That monkey.
Or it's me.
I'm not going to watch that show a lot differently.
Knowing that he hates every second he spends with that monkey.
Every single second.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, like a music video set or a place that you've seen in a music video, what would it be? 416-872-9999. Or you can text us 999999. I ask this because Taylor Swift, she had a video for Blank Space. And if you recall, there was a mega mansion in it. 12-bedroom, 10-bathroom, Long Island property. And it's now going on sale for, $20 million. It's, it's a house. It's a lot bigger than my apartment, for sure.
So initially they were asking for $20 million, and I guess they couldn't get a buyer at it. So now there's only a starting bid of $7 million.
Oh, good. And it brought it down $13
million. It did, which helps, though, because when you consider the fact that the average home in Toronto is around $1 million, give or take, you're like, okay, I only need to scrape together another $6 million. And this place is huge, by the way. It's 32,000 square feet. It was built in 1917, which is awesome because it means it's likely haunted.
No, it's not haunted. It just means it has beautiful architecture.
56 rooms, space for 11 cars, 16 fireplaces, and comes with an actual clock tower, which is fantastic if you're always asking, what time is it? Because you just look outside at your clock tower, and then you know the time, assuming you can tell analog time.
There's a butterflied marble staircase, which I don't even know. I haven't even been on a marble staircase, but butterflied.
Can I say an unpopular opinion? What? My favorite type of butterflied staircases are marble, so I'm glad.
You don't even know what it looked like. Apparently, just the staircase itself cost $2 million to build. Like, these are crazy houses. Like, I've only driven by houses, probably not nearly as nice as this, but like on the bridal path. Like, that's what I think a luxury. So we want to know, what is a house that you've seen in a music video that you just love to live in?
Can I get this going?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not going to be like a hipster choice by any means, but Drake's house. it was in Tuesday Slide, so it technically makes the list. Holy cow, does that look cool?
He's also had, I think, his Calabasas home in a couple of videos too. And it is, it has like, I do believe it was a former like one of the Playboy guys' mansions. So, and it has like a grotto and everything.
Is that the house that he used to have as his background on his desktop computer when he was growing up and he manifested
it? There's a story behind that he always wanted that house. He always dreamt about having that house. And then sure enough, he bought it.
That's so cool.
And so I just got a text from the 905. California Girls, Katy Perry. I can't recall that place. It's probably beautiful though. Get your Google on.
I'm there he Googling. Goes. He's going Hang into on. It.
I think anything that Drake has either lived in or bought or showcased. And I like that he always does show his own kind of real estate on it. Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, well, he's always driving really cool cars too. And
Post Malone has had his house in, he has a house in Nevada, I do believe. And it's like a ranch. And he had it in one of his like shorter videos that came out earlier this year. It's so beautiful.
What I want to see is Ed Sheeran put out a music video from his home in England. Because folklore is true. Ed bought a really small village and then like demoed a whole bunch of places and then built an underground tunnel to the pub has this massive place.
And I think apparently his neighbors hate him for
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, they like don't like it because he's always just building. He's building something constantly and they're just like just sick of it, I guess. So you can text us 416-872-9999. You saw it in a music video and you now want to live there. 999-999 as well. It's Maroon 5, Megan Thee Stallion. It's Beautiful Mistakes. 999 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You saw it in a music video, and now you just want to live in it. Those big, ridiculous houses that are worth far too much, but you've seen your favorite artists in it. 416-872-9999. Or you can text 999-999. We asked this because the humongous house that Taylor Swift had in her Blank Space video is now for sale. How much is it, TJ?
It was originally less than $20 million, and now you can get a starting bid of only $7 million. So really eating a loss on that place, aren't they?
Good God, we got a bunch of texts here, too.
We did. From the 905, this one made me laugh. The video, the Spice Girls Wannabe, that hotel they were in, I want to buy that place.
Oh, it's actually
the Midland Grand Hotel.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
It's definitely not for sale, but you could buy it, I guess.
All right, fair.
Another one from the 647, the video that Britney Spears did for Work. You know, Work B?
Yeah,
that place. I would love to buy that place.
Free Britney. I just got another text here as well from 416. This majestic, the majestic $15 million mansion that was in Ed Sheeran's video for Don't, I couldn't stop looking it up.
Was that the one where he was swimming?
Yes, I do believe.
Somebody was swimming?
It's so wild. It's like, it's massive. It's just unreal kind of money.
There was definitely water in that video. I remember that.
Now, Miles, from our midday show here, he actually... He was on a little adventure just this weekend, and he went to a place where Drake has been and also did an album cover, I do believe. So, Miles, tell us all about your experience this weekend.
Good morning. Yeah, surprised my girlfriend for her 30th birthday on Monday. Mm-hmm. We drove to Cambridge, Ontario. First time there, never been. About an hour and 10 minutes away, and went to Langdon Hall.
Oh, that place is unreal. I've only seen it on the internet.
That's where Drake shot... Like an album cover, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's from the Views album. Some kind of artwork.
In the snow.
With a dog.
Yeah.
And a Rolls Royce. So I went without the dog and the Rolls Royce.
And Drake was not there.
No, Drake wasn't there, unfortunately. But it's an elegant country estate hotel featuring 12 kilometers of walking trails, gardens, and a full-service spa. It's tremendous.
Okay, that's sick.
That's like...
Did they have the spot roped off where Drake took the picture?
They should have. Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Exactly.
That would have been awesome.
Did you feel rich? Did you feel richer being in that in that sort of vibe?
Be honest. I was, you know, very taken aback by the wealth that I was surrounded
by. Felt very elegant.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Miles doesn't even actually have an English accent. He
just
acquired
came back
it this
weekend. With one, And he can rap.
Good day.
Good morning. It's Regard. Troy Sivan. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
No Adam Wilde, because he abandoned us.
That's right. No, he abandoned us.
No, he left
us. I'm on vacation. I'm Adam. I deserve to sleep in. I have a beautiful daughter. Her name's Everly.
It's
my impression of Adam.
Spiraled so quickly. it's just Jax and TJ here. Anyways, but we are out of here. Miles coming up in just a couple minutes. He does have your next keyword for the summer side hustle. It's coming up at 12. You can get $1,000 just for hanging out, just for getting that keyword. TJ, We had some big news. We just read some case counts, which is, I want to find wood to knock on because it seems too good to be true.
And we're not like a read the case counts type of show. No, that's not their vibe. But I think this is worth celebrating. Ontario is reporting zero COVID deaths today for the first time since October 14th of 2020.
That is humongous.
It's amazing news. Let me put this in perspective. Since the last time you got a haircut.
Like, that's wild.
Isn't that weird?
And
so that's great. There's also 194 new cases recorded today, which I believe is the second or third day in a row we're under 200.
It's super, super low. And to think, like, I don't know, like a month, 2 months ago, definitely 3 months ago, we didn't think we were getting out of this thing for a long, long time. And there was a lot of hopelessness. Now, guys, it's happening. TJ's finally going to get his mullet cut off on Friday. The world is shaping up.
Yeah, nature is healing. I'm losing my mullet.
It's so long.
Chow to the mullet.
It's so long.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.